Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Today, faster than a speeding bullet, able to leap over buildings in a single bound, it is Astounding Universe with Jim Metzner
and Bob Berman.
And Bob, I'm going to tell you a story I never told you before, because I know where we're going. Years ago, I was in Crete at a cherry festival, and we were there as guests of honor. And everybody's having a great time. They're dancing, they're singing, eating all kinds of food, a lot of cherries, I can tell you that. And then, just when everybody's having a good time, what does all these guys do? They're reaching into their breast pocket, pulling out a loaded gun, and firing off a couple of rounds into the sky. Nobody blinks. It was like firecrackers.
Well, they do that in southern Pakistan and in Puerto Rico and certain parts of the world, and it can be downright dangerous. It's called celebratory gunfire, and people get killed every single year because of it, because what goes up must come down. And even though a falling object does not have anything approaching the muzzle velocity of a gun, nonetheless, it can, and often does, exceed the speed you need to penetrate skin, which is about 130 miles an hour. In Puerto Rico alone, two people are killed every year and 25 are injured from bullets coming down from the sky following New Year's Eve.
This is a new definition of friendly fire. So now, how do we relate this to the Astounding Universe? What's the connection?
So it, of course, brings up the idea of meteors, which is the one natural object that we think of that rains down from the sky and has a, sort of a, an analog to the bullets coming down.
Now, remind me for a second. Definition of a meteor is that this is an object that actually comes out of the sky and does hit the ground, or can hit the ground?
Can hit the ground. Most of them don't. Most of them burn up in the atmosphere. Only a small percentage reach the ground, and then their name changes. Then they're called a meteorite. But yes, some of them do. It's happened to only one person. This was Ann Hodges in Sylacauga, Alabama in 1954.
What happened?
A meteor came down, smashed through her roof, smashed through her ceiling, and struck her on the upper thigh and hip, giving her a big bruise. So it was not a serious injury, but it was an injury, and the only one from a meteor in recorded history.
Is her hip now ensconced in the Smithsonian Institution somewhere?
No, it was never embedded. This just struck her a glancing blow. And plus it was too big to be embedded. If I remember right, it was about 8 pounds.
Wow.
So it's a good thing that did not get embedded. Anyway, so meteors do come in and they can do damage. The thing about them is they start out so blazing fast, faster than bullets. A typical meteor will hit our atmosphere at least 20 miles per second. Some come in as fast as 37 miles per second. Compare that to a bullet that's typically half a mile a second. So this is 40 times faster than a bullet. But as it streaks through our atmosphere, it slows down and slows down so that by the time typically it's 12 or 15 miles up, it no longer glows. It has lost all of its cosmic velocity and is now just falling at terminal velocity, which is pretty similar to that of a bullet. Typically, a meteor will hit a roof or the ground at 300 or 350 miles an hour.
So meteors do hit roofs, they do hit the ground. The odds are that they're not going to hit somebody.
Exactly. It's estimated that a home in North America is hit once a year or so. But we're talking about the roof. Sometimes it's an outbuilding, a garage roof. Often people don't even know what the cause was of the damage. So it's nothing really to worry about, but it is sort of analogous. We're talking about falling objects because the meteor has lost its outer space speed and bullets have lost its muzzle velocity. So these are both objects that are just falling by Earth's gravity, slowed down by the atmosphere to terminal velocity, and are coming in at more or less the same speed and presenting more or less the same hazard, unless you're in Puerto Rico after a New Year's celebration.
Okay, so the take home here is really don't be firing weapons up into the air, period.
Right, because it's illegal in the United States, at least.
Rightfully so.
And one more thing, if you're ever in Crete again, and they're doing a celebration firing guns in the air, and you're worried about being hit, you should know that you have typically about 15 seconds before the bullet is going to reach its maximum trajectory and come down and possibly hit you. So you have 15 seconds to run inside.
There you go. And then, of course, the bullet goes through the roof and hits you inside. And on that cheery note, we'll catch you next time on Astounding Universe. I'm Jim Metzner.
And I'm Bob Berman.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.